Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Liz Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. Let's talk about the campaign right off the top. How are we doing?
We're doing great. We just lit the 30% light bulb yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. So really great. I thought it was going to be a little tight getting here today and making the announcement, but we did make 30%. So we're super happy about that. We're right on track this year with our gigantic goal, $2.6 million. So this means we've raised $740,000 already. So really great. We took a picture with Peter Mirage and his crew, as they are awesome supporters. They do a workplace campaign with us, and we took a picture of them and their staff yesterday with the 30% light bulb going. So we're pretty happy about that. So, you know, every gift helps ensure that we can be there for more local people in their time of need. So thank you so much for everybody that has donated so far. It's certainly making a difference.
It is making a difference. That is awesome to hear at 30% already. So right on track, too.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Great. That's great
sure.
news.
Yep.
And right on track this week is Tim Horton's Holiday Smile Cookies.
That's right. And this is a small way for you to support the United Way. So this is pretty great. So Tim Hortons is doing like this holiday smile cookie. They usually do one in the spring. This is the second year they've done the holiday one. So it's red and green sprinkles with the white icing on for the smiles. So we have crews of volunteers taking shifts at all three Stratford locations, putting the smile on the cookies. And it's been so much fun connecting with these volunteers, putting the smiles on. It's great. So they're $1.50 each, but you know what? Don't just get one. You could get a pack of six, which I brought in for you today, Jamie.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, exactly. Get a box of cookies. Come
That's
on.
Right. Yeah, for sure. We get half of the proceeds. Yeah, so the other half goes to Tim Hortons. They're a charitable organization, which is their camp. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome that they that the local managers chose United Way this time to be the recipients of the funds. And I guess FIO ordered like 1,400 cookies today to pick
awesome.
Up. Yeah. So great. Yeah, I know, right? So treat your staff, treat your neighbor, treat your family, bring home a box of small cookies, and they do look festive because, you know, it's you know, Christmas is just around the corner.
Yeah, big shout out to all the volunteers helping. And again, that's the Stratford Tim Hortons location supporting United Way Perth Huron, and should mention locations in Blythe, Clinton, Seaforth, and Milverton also supporting United Way.
That's right.
For the Urgent Needs Fund. So there's a variety of spots you can pick them up.
That's right. All over Huron and Perth County, a lot of the Tim Hortons have agreed to let the United Way be the recipient of the small cookie fund. So yeah, it's fun. It's
This week though.
That's right.
Gotta get in on it.
I think it's done on Sunday. So our volunteers are doing the icing Monday to Friday, and I think you know what? Pick up a box when
a box today.
Yeah, or buy a cookie for your coworker or whatever. It's super fun. And you know, the funds from the Stratford locations go to support Emily Murphy Center, Family Services Perth Huron, the John Howard Society, 211 and ShelterLink. So it's we spread the net wide and it's needed.
Lots happening. Let's talk about Living Wage Week. We've had this in the news, big news this week.
That's right. Now it didn't go up that much this year. It went up slightly, so it went from $22.75 to $23.05. So it went up 30 cents. So, and the number is calculated annually.
Mm-hmm.
So there are 37 certified living wage employers that pay at least a living wage in Perth and Huron, including Azen, which we celebrated this week with a photo. So it's really easy to certify. If you're paying your employees $22.75, it did just go up. You do have a little of a grace period if you were paying the original living wage and the new one. You do have a grace period, but you can qualify to certify by going to perthhuron.unitedway.ca and click on the Ontario Living Wage Network link, and it's really easy to certify. Like, it's like just a page of questions, and you have to prove that, you know, your proof, and it just shows. And you know what, it just shows how much a worker it just shows you how much a worker must earn per hour to make ends meet where they live. So that's the Stratford Living Wage number. And of course, it's all over Ontario based on,
the different regions and whatnot. But I think it's certainly interesting, as we've chatted with Ryan Erb about this, the living wage or living wage week, these numbers just aren't pulled out of thin air. These are calculated numbers for Stratford or for our region or across Perth Huron. Right. These numbers aren't just pulled out of the air sort of thing.
No, that's right. Yeah. And Stratford's are quite high, believe it or not. I mean, our rents are high here. Quality of living is a little bit higher. So it's a large amount. But that ensures that people will be able to pay their rent and put food on the table. And that's just the bare minimum. It doesn't mean you can save a lot, but it means you can, get by and pay your bills for the week. So please consider paying your staff a living wage. And if you want a complete list of all the living wage employers, you can go to our website and how to register.
All right, perthhuron.unitedway.ca. And Liz, just before we let you go, still time to fill out the Your Voice Matters survey, at least the latest one.
That's right. Yes. Our social research and planning department is looking to find out how the 2S LGBTQ plus community is feeling and their experiences living in Perth and Huron County, if they've experienced any discrimination or exclusion or what their priorities might be. This is a survey that you can take until December the 6th, and it helps United Way find out where the shortfalls are and where we may need to provide some programming. So again, you can find the survey link on our website, and it's for ages 12 and up.
And it doesn't take long to fill it out. And looking into the new year, big event. I know registrations are already available for this big event.
Yes, coldest night of the year will be February the 22nd for sure. So start thinking about putting a team in for that. The official kickoff will be December the 1st. That is around the corner. So register to walk and rev up your fundraising. It's all done online. And the first 300 walkers who raise $500 get a Coldest Night of the Year branded hooded sweatshirt.
That's awesome.
I know. And can I add one more thing, Jamie? On Saturday at the farmer's market, the Breakfast on a Bun, all proceeds go to United Way.
That's right. Yeah, Breakfast on a Bun still going strong at the farmer's market. So for this Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's for United Way Perth Huron.
That's right. Volunteers from the Egg Society are going to be flipping eggs and putting beautiful bacon, back bacon on a bun. And,
so tasty.
100% of what you pay for that bacon on a bun goes to United Way. So I'll be there as well as volunteers from 7 a.m. till noon.
Oh, you're going to be there 7 o'clock in the morning, bright and early 7?
I know. I'm getting used to it, Jamie. I've been up early all week doing these small cookies. So 7 a.m., well, it'll just be...
back to the morning show days.
Yeah, you bet.
There you go. Liz Cooper with so much happening. It's United Way Perth you're on. But pick up those smile cookies this week
That's right.
Holiday smile cookies with participating Tim Hortons locations. Thanks so much, Liz.
Thanks, Jamie.